You know, it's always been amazing to watch Ethereum's foundational transparency fuel the entire DeFi revolution. But lately, I've been feeling a real tension there, because that same openness is starting to clash with what everyday users and big institutions actually need: genuine privacy and confidentiality.
That's a very real tension, and it's exactly why EIP 80182 has been gaining so much attention. It's a proposal designed to integrate native, protocol-level privacy directly into the Ethereum network itself, rather than leaving it as an afterthought.
I'm so glad you brought that up. It's being championed by Layer 2 developer Tom Lehman, and the goal is to get it baked into the upcoming Hegota upgrade. Imagine privacy not as some clunky third-party add-on, but as a core piece of Ethereum's infrastructure from the ground up.
Precisely. From a technical standpoint, EIP 80182 relies on shielded transaction pools and zero-knowledge proofs. It effectively obscures sensitive metadata like the sender, recipient, and transaction amount, while still preserving full cryptographic verifiability and consensus compliance.
What I love about that design is how it keeps the network completely intact and auditable. You can still have selective disclosure for authorized regulators or auditors when absolutely necessary, without exposing your everyday financial data to the whole world.
And that's where it gets really strategic. Pushing for protocol-level privacy actually tackles three critical challenges holding the ecosystem back right now.
Absolutely. First off, it's going to be a game changer against MEV exploitation. By hiding transaction details until the very moment of execution, it makes front-running and those frustrating sandwich attacks incredibly difficult to pull off.
Second, it directly removes a major barrier to institutional adoption. Corporations and traditional finance entities simply need financial confidentiality for treasury management and trading strategies, and this gives them exactly that.
And third, it offers this beautiful regulatory flexibility. With built-in compliance hooks, Ethereum can actually satisfy oversight requirements while still fiercely protecting user privacy. It's a win-win.
It certainly is, but we have to be realistic about the path forward. Implementing EIP 80182 means navigating some complex technical and governance hurdles.
I know, and it's not something to take lightly. The Ethereum upgrade process is rigorous. It demands thorough security audits, extensive testing, and broad consensus across core developers, node operators, and all the client teams.
That's why Lehman's advocacy has been so pointed. He emphasizes that privacy must be treated as a fundamental requirement for blockchain maturity, not just a luxury feature for niche use cases.
If it successfully makes it into the Hegota upgrade, it would honestly be a pivotal moment for Ethereum. I can already see how transformative it could be.
It would fundamentally transition the network from a strictly transparent ledger into a more nuanced system, one that carefully balances decentralization with practical, everyday financial privacy.
It's going to empower users with so much more control over their on-chain footprint, give developers robust tools for building privacy-preserving apps, and finally bridge that gap between decentralized ideals and mainstream usability.
Ultimately, this proposal highlights a maturing industry consensus. The question is no longer whether public blockchains should support privacy, but how we implement it securely, responsibly, and at scale.